Since the naturally perfect basic state manifests everything whatsoever, all phenomena are purely beneficial by nature. Since it is unchanging and unchangeable, the here and now is already spontaneously released and spacious like the expanse of bright sky. Since it is without center or boundary, it is a vast expanse like boundless space. Since all phenomena are subsumed within it, it is like a treasury of precious gems and is the source of powers of great benefit. Since it accomplishes everything, it is the indestructible power and force that is the fulfiller of all benefit, and its naturally perfect power is the spontaneous display of its profoundly beneficial creativity. All phenomena, no matter what they are beneficial by nature. Another basic fact of the nature of existence. No matter what we've learned about phenomena, all phenomena are beneficial by nature. That's the basic fact we need to have about our own existence. Since it is unchanging and unchangeable, the here and now is already spontaneously released and spacious like the expanse of bright sky. The basic state is unchanging and unchangeable. It is impossible to capture the basic state and to separate it out from the flow of the basic state's dynamic energy. So it is absolutely impossible to capture and measure a unit of the basic state and say, I've got it, here it is, because it is always spontaneously self-releasing. If we look at the pure logic and empirical evidence of what has just been stated, we can see that this is so. We have right here the here and now. This is the here and now. The here and now is spontaneously self-releasing. There's no way to keep any here and now in place. There's no way to capture it, define it, measure it, say this is what it is, this is how it is, this is where it is, this is who it is, this is what it is. We can't really say anything about it. The only time that the here and now gets complicated is when we start to label it. We take a spontaneously self-releasing here and now, and we start to label it. We say, this is the present, or this is the past, this is the now, this is the future. We try to gather it up into some kind of a claustrophobic description. People today are scientifically minded, and whenever we hear about something, we want to know the logic of it. We really want to look at the logic of it, the evidence, and we really want to see if logic and the empirical evidence can support whatever is being talked about. So in this simple way, we can say, okay, here is the here and now. Yet, where is that here and now? It's impossible to capture it. Yet we can see that there's continuity. There's a basic state of continuity throughout all here and nows. And this is what instinctive recognition of the basic state is. It's instinctive realization of the continuity of all here and nows. It's an indestructible openness that is present throughout all of the here and now. And this is really where we want to plan ourselves, so to speak. This is our identity. We're already planted there, so we don't have to do anything to plan ourselves there. Everything is already planted in the basic state. All phenomena whatsoever are planted in the basic state. It's impossible that anything could ever be otherwise. So any kind of phenomenon you can name is planted in the indestructible basic state. That is its primary identity. Its primary identity is indestructibility and indivisibility from the remainder of the basic state. It's a seamless expanse, a completely seamless expanse in which there is no interruption. It's completely unimpeded. There's no way to ever have any hazards that come up within it. When we take everything that appears to be so serious and we're trying to keep track of all these labels, so she's that way, he's that way, they've done this, so that means they're going to do this now or in the future. All of this, or I'm this way, and because I am this way, I'm going to be this way in every here and now. These are just ways of torturing ourselves, basically. It's a way of perceiving life as some kind of inverted chaos that we can never get out of. And so you see the simplicity that's available in every here and now is the primary identity. That's where we're rooted unavoidably. So we don't really have to do anything to root ourselves there. When instinctive recognition of the basic state is suggested, that is not a means of trying to get somewhere. It's simply a means of recognizing where you already are. Do you see what I'm saying? By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state, we become imbued with its beneficial powers and activities. We already are fully energized and empowered with its beneficial qualities and activities. However, we have no access to that if we don't instinctively recognize our identity, if we don't instinctively recognize the total purity of that basic identity, then our energy can seem very confused. However, when we instinctively recognize the basic state, what we have previously called confused energy becomes a flow of bliss. And we feel a tremendous release of the ability to accomplish whatever we set out to accomplish, to meet and exceed any kind of goal we may have. This really applies very specifically to your work, too. And it's going to be a great influence in your field in the days to come. Naturally perfect, the basic state is flawless because of the manifest lucidity and clarity of its unobstructed essence, like a stainless crystal ball. It is indivisible because it is all-pervasive and the sole source of phenomena. It is discerning because it spontaneously understands the true nature of phenomena. It is discriminate because it has perfect insight into the non-independent nature of viewpoints. It is all-accomplishing in that its power accomplishes all actions and is the fulfiller of all ambition. A crystal ball is completely flawless and stainless, or at least some crystal balls are. But the basic state is like a stainless, flawless crystal ball. When reflections appear within a crystal ball, the stainless, flawless nature of the crystal ball is unimpeded, it's uninterrupted. The stainless nature of the crystal ball remains as it is, stainless and flawless, no matter what appears within it. And so the stainless, flawless crystal ball can be likened to the basic state. The reflections within the stainless, flawless crystal ball can be likened to phenomena, the dynamic energy of phenomena appearing within the basic state. And just so, your own phenomena that are appearing, no matter what they are pure phenomena. They're pure phenomena of a stainless, flawless, forever perfect basic state. They're forever pure. They can never be impure. No matter what kind of label is applied to them, they can never be impure. Even if you've engaged in horrible actions that have been greatly harmful to yourself and others, the only way to effectively rehabilitate yourself is instinctive recognition of the basic state. That's the only way. In the basic state subsumes all phenomena, no matter what they're labeled. And so even what we might call very evil phenomena, all those phenomena are subsumed in the basic state. Their nature as well is the basic state. So the only way to get out of any kind of tailspin of habitual actions that are extremely harmful to yourself or others is by the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state. Just trying to stop the activity won't work, as we see with the recidivism in all the prisons. When we just try to stop the activity, then we're either avoiding or replacing the harmful activity with another activity. We're not doing it anymore. However, that only neutralizes whatever the habitual tailspin may be of harmful behavior. And so it's very likely that it will erupt again just out of the momentum of habit associated with your own circumstances. However, by the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state, all of that harmful action whatsoever is subsumed and completely overcome forever. And so you see, when I talk about the beneficial power and energy of the basic state, that's very meaningful. It can even correct and set on a proper course, the most harmful kinds of actions anyone could ever consider. And so you see, if that is so, what about the phenomena for all of us who are just ordinary people? If it's powerful enough to even overcome something exceedingly harmful and repetitive, then how about for those of us who are just ordinary? You see, it ensures our complete mental and emotional stability at all times. It ensures, just like this paragraph states, perfect insight into the nature of all phenomena. Perfect insight, perfect knowledge about the nature of all phenomena. Complete empathic understanding of the way things are. And empathic understanding of the ways in which beings are controlled by reifying existence. Beings are controlled by a confusion of labels without ever understanding the basic state of those labels. By the power of this perfect insight and profound clarity, complete mental and emotional stability, empathy, by the power of these, tremendous skillfulness comes about, the skillfulness to accomplish whatever one sets out to do that will be of benefit to others. It is the fundamental nature of phenomena, because all phenomena rest in its natural perfection. Not so much as a subatomic particle exists apart from the basic state of natural perfection, and all is its display of creativity. Again and again, we go back to these basic facts, the basic truths of how it works. The basic state, phenomena, which are dynamic energy of the basic state, just the basic state appearing as its own dynamic energy, inseparable phenomena, always inseparable from the basic state. The basic state known through phenomena, and phenomena known through the basic state, inseparably. You see, they're never divided from each other. Not the basic state, one thing, and phenomena, another thing over here. Inseparable from each other, like the color blue and the sky. One known through the other, always inseparably unified and indivisible, never made into two things, never ever made into two things, simply the way things are. Never anything that has existed separate or apart from that basic state. Not so much as a subatomic particle, the smallest phenomenon that could ever be found, even that, no matter how remote and inaccessible it may seem to be, it's never separate or apart from the basic state. Black holes, multiple galaxies, multiple universes, no matter what we could find out there anywhere, never separate or apart from the basic state. Impossible that that could be so. The fundamental physical law, the nature of absolutely everything. By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state, thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences are energized and empowered with crystal clear natural perfection. The spontaneously released here and now is recognized to be unstructured and lucid. Just in this moment, in this flash instant of spontaneous recognition, there isn't even time to label anything. There isn't. Any kind of labeling that is done isn't done now. It's already released, spontaneously released, spontaneously freed. The here and now is always spontaneously self-freed. There's nothing that needs to be done to free it, and there's no separate actor who could somehow influence a here and now to either save it or delete it or influence it or affect it in any way. Everyone and everything is a spontaneous appearance of the powerful benefit of natural perfection. Constantly identify yourself with the basic state because this is the reality of your great perfection, past, present, and future. Blah, 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 blah. Natural perfection, great perfection. Everything is super complete in and of itself. How can everything be beneficial? Why is this word beneficial repeated again and again and again? Because everything unavoidably rests in the basic state. It's unavoidably planted in the basic state. No matter what we may label anything, it is the indestructibility of the basic state that prevails. And that state in itself is incredibly beneficial because what it means is that nothing ever influences or affects that state. So that's how it's beneficial. It is a state of perfect repose, of perfect equanimity, of perfect benefit. Phenomena are the unstructured natural clarity of the total space of the basic state, so there is only natural perfection. The mind is a stream of unceasing alertness, clarity, and cognizance that is obviously so. There is not as much as a moment of work to be done to attain it. Positive, negative, and neutral phenomena are appearances of the same basic state. Natural perfection is already achieved without striving, so there is only success with no possibility of failure. There is no way whatsoever to recognize anything without alertness, clarity, and cognizance being present. That is the basic nature of what you are. If you want to use a label to describe yourself like body or mind, that alertness, clarity, and cognizance of your body and mind is what allows you to know yourself. Any label you use to describe yourself or anything else presents itself within that alertness, clarity, and cognizance. It's never separate from that very basic, wakeful, vivid alertness, clarity, and cognizance. It's impossible that any label ever be separate or apart from that. That is the power to know of the basic state. That power to know rests in the basic state. It's never been generated by an individual. It may appear within individual phenomenon as a phenomenon. So you see, there's never any way to be separate or apart from that pure power to know of the basic state. that pure power to know the perfect clarity of the basic state fuels every single perception. It's impossible to have a perception of any kind without that fuel. Just like it's impossible to shoot a rocket ship out into space without rocket fuel, it's impossible to fuel a perception without the profoundly pure and perfect clarity of the basic state. There's no possibility whatsoever of being separate or apart from that basic state. How could any of you be separate or apart from that basic state when there's no other phenomenon anywhere that has ever been separate or apart from that basic state? Why would you be the special one? So you see, all phenomena whatsoever are never separate or apart from the basic state. The basic state is indivisible. It's never divided up into individual phenomena. The basic state is a continuous flow of its own dynamic energy of phenomena, but there's never any separation or division there, even though there may seem to be. There's never a split anywhere. So you see, it's impossible for you to flunk out of the basic state or ever be anywhere other than the basic state. Simply recognize this to be the case about your own identity. It is enough to rely on the basic state rather than emphasize phenomena. Let all phenomena flow on by with no need to modify them in any way. The here and now is spontaneously released in the lucid basic state, so there is nothing to cling to or push away. What a wondrous marvel this is. Through the utter simplicity and lucidity of instinctive recognition of the basic state, you have more and more energy and power. Why? Because in the simplicity of instinctive recognition of your own basic state, your own primary identity, it releases the energy and power that you've been using to fuel labels. When the simplicity of everything is seen exactly as it is, then all the labels are just labels. They're not influential any longer in terms of informing your basic nature. While you may have lived decades using labels to describe yourself, in an instant of instinctive recognition of the basic state, you realize that all those labels that have been used to describe yourself are simply appearances of the basic nature of your own mind, the basic state of your own being, the vivid, clear, pure basic state of your own being, always uninfluenced, always unaffected by endless descriptions.